As our Platzker said, it's a tremendous simcha for us, beyond simcha, that Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, who were buried in dungeons, were freed. And I want to share with you, saw a clip, a reporter on Air Force One asked President Trump, do you think you're going to make it into heaven? You saw this, a fascinating conversation. Do you think you're going to make it into heaven? And this is on the way, I don't know if it was on the way to or on the way from, after, I think it was on the way to Eretz Yisrael. It was on the way to Eretz Yisrael. And the hostages had already been freed. Ophini is deity, the hostages, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, L'chaira, in his mind, the whole world was being meshabeach him, that he had the schus to free the hostages. It was obviously the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yad Hashem, but through him that he had the schus to free the hostages. And he said words that I was shocked, because if there would be a time where I would think, if it was me, and I was him, that I would think, of course I'm getting into heaven. It's the time I freed 20 Yidden. What could be a bigger schus than that? I don't know if there is a big shaykh to be a bigger schus. The biggest tzedakah is freeing pinyan shvuyim. That's the biggest, the spitz, the tzedakah that a person can give is for, can you imagine? A yid is never, like we saw a guy, they forced him, these rishoyim, arurim, were forcing a guy to dig his own grave. Unbelievable, the torture that wasn't just stamma, a guy stuck somewhere. Pinyan shvuyim is a guy stuck in a foreign country, he in good conditions. Free 20 such people? What a schus. I would think that he would say, for sure, this got me in. And he said, honestly, he was talking to the porter, I think the porter's name was Peter. He said, Peter, the look on his face, I'm not quoting him exactly. I'm just saying what came out from what the look on his face. He had all the averus that he did in his life were passing by his eyes. And he was basically saying, after all that virus that I know I did, I don't think I'm destined ever to get in. When he said that, I think for sure he's going to get in. For saying that, he gets in. That alone. You hear that, by side? How can you think about anything else without speaking? What could be even more interesting? Is that possible? I'm not shy. So what could be? Unbelievable that the president said, I don't know, after freeing 20 Eden. Maybe he's not machshiv yidden enough. Maybe that's his problem. If he would be machshiv, well, one yid is, and he saved 20 of them. For saying that, I think that for that he gets into Gan Eden. And it's a question. What's the question? Saved for the wrong reason. Saved for the wrong reason. Very good. Good question. Good point. But if the chayra, the azar, who knows? Listen, it's definitely not up to me who gets into Gan Eden or not. So I don't make up those decisions. I don't make those decisions. So it's not up to me. But it's an unbelievable. The story is unbelievable. And this is exactly what I wanted to talk about today, because it's fascinating. The pasuk does not mention. The pasuk talks about Toiv. You can imagine Hashem created the world. And the world is beautiful. The world is toiv ma'oid. It's gorgeous. Rabbi Hashem created an incredible world for us. And here you have a world that's fresh. No litter, no garbage on the top. So, you know, you go hiking sometimes and I see a bag of garbage in the middle of nowhere. It gets no garbage anywhere. The world is perfect. Undisturbed, nothing. Everything's perfect. Guys, if you don't stop talking, it's not going to be good for you. Hashem kept on saying, everything is good. The whole world is good. Except there's one place where Hashem did not say the world is good. When He created human beings, us. Hashem left out the word toiv. And the Rambam tells us why not. It's not a coincidence that Hashem left out the word toiv by us. I'm going to tell you a maisa, because Rabbi Medetsky could be made very clearly, probably the best. Two boys in sixth grade, Yeshiva Ketana or Ruvain, many years ago, and I walked into the class, and one boy was leading a revolt. Literally, it was many years ago, one boy was leading a revolt, and the whole class, it was a revolution. Mamasha revolution. And there was another boy, one boy sitting in front of the Rebbe like a tzatzkel. One boy. The whole class was all over the place, sitting on the bookcases. It was La Yehuda. I'm telling you, I never saw in my whole life, and I'm in Chinuch a long time, I never saw such an out-of-control classroom. Never. Even by English. I never saw such an out-of-control classroom. And the Rebbe was sitting in front with one Talmud. I happen to know that Talmud very well, because his name is David Brody. He was sitting in front, and he didn't know I was walking in. David was sitting in front of the Rebbe. They were learning. The rest of the class was a Layud. And now I could say who the head revolutionary was. His name was Shalom Rudinsky. He was the head revolutionary. I'll tell you why I'm saying his name, not because of Lashon Hara. Because it's part of what I want to bang home to you guys, that you have to chop. It's so important that this is literally the first lesson that Hashem teaches us about human beings. So the Reshiva asked Shalom, why are you leading a revolution in class? So he said, I can't sit still, whatever the reason was. I don't remember exactly the reason. So he said, but look, David was able to learn. So he said, ha, can't bring a riot from David because David doesn't have a Yetzirah. That was his, those were his words. Ad kan devar v'akdashim. Ein mevi in rayim in David Brody because he doesn't have a Yetzirah. That was the story that happened in sixth grade. How many years ago was that? Make a cheshbon? A long time ago. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, David Brody made a siyum hashas this summer. And Shalom Rudinsky is learning in a shas koil. That means they learn over seven blot every single day. Every day seven blot. Over Bein Azmanim. You know what Bein Azmanim is? Vacation! Over vacation, Shalom had to learn 250 blot over vacation. Vacation. That was Shalom's vacation, this past vacation. So just to get a clue of what kind of person we're talking about, and it happens to be, I don't even think that's Shalom's godless, what kind of hasmada. He's the nicest, probably one of the nicest people that I've ever met in my life. The last person in the world who would lead a revolution is Shalom Rudinsky. The last person. Not the second, but probably the last person. That's what kind of tzaddik you're talking about. And I got a call from David yesterday. And this is exactly the point that I'm trying to make. That's why it hit me so hard. Call me daddy. He's on Bein Azmanim. He's going with his wife and his kid. He's going on vacation. And he was in the rental car agency. And as it happens, it can happen anywhere, any rental car agency, but the car that he wasn't available, the car that he reserved wasn't there, whatever. And it was very hectic, and he was in a rush, and he was very anxious. And David likes him in a certain way. That's part of why he was the guy sitting in the front learning with his Rebbe in sixth grade. Because David, even at sixth grade, would rather be sitting in front of the Rebbe learning than making trouble in the back. Just the type of person he was. That's the way he was born. That's my point. But he was very anxious because David likes things a certain way. So he asked me, and this is what I was so proud of him. I said, Daddy, could you go through with me? I want to work on myself that I shouldn't get so upset. I shouldn't be so anxious. Well, you didn't do anything. You didn't kill anybody. I said, but I felt like I was losing myself. So what would you do with a client? You're sitting with a client. What would you tell them? Tell me. I want to work on myself. I want to become a better person. I can't stand that I'm like this. I want to be better. The Rambam says, we're not born good. That's why when man was created, there is no toiv. Because none of us are born good. We have certain tchumas hanefesh. Some of us find it easier to learn than to make trouble in the back. That's the way they're born. Other people, they like making trouble. And they're not born masmidim. And they have to work on themselves. And they have to break themselves. That's their job. You're born with certain tchumas hanefesh, certain abilities, certain gifts, and you're born with certain challenges. Every single one of us. And you're not toy. And if you don't work on yourself, you're going to be ra. Because that's the way we're born. That's what the pasuk says. You could be a type of person. Anyone could be the type of person who could have another person, a human being, in an underground and force him to dig his grave and make fun of him and starve him. Anybody could be that person. You, me. Don't be so sure of yourself. Under the right conditions, you make the wrong decisions and you don't work on yourself, you could be a Rasha. That's what the Rambam says. Every single one of us could be Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeravam ben Nevat, the greatest tzaddik of all time, or Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. Every single one of us have that potential. That's why it doesn't say Toiv. Toiv is up to you. Yoim HaMoves, that's Toiv. That's what Chazal said. Death is Toiv. Yeah. Because when you die, if you work on yourself and you become Taka Moshe Rabbeinu, the best person that you could become, you'll Taka B'Zoichet HaToiv. That's what we're here for. Every single one of us. So look, beginning of a new year, Rabbi Isai. Every single one of you guys could be in 20 years from now finishing Shas in a Shas Kail. Tremendous Bali Midas. But it's never going to be easy. You're always going to have a challenge. You're always going to have something where you're going to feel that pull in you. Where your Rebbe says, guys, let's just finish the Mishnah. And you know, and it's 30 seconds after recess. Oh, it's so hard. 30 seconds more. But that's what you're here for. Those 30 seconds. I know what you say, it's 30 seconds. I should have let you go 30 seconds ago. But let's finish the Mishnah. And you feel that you're just going out of your, you're going out of your kelim. But you control yourself. You become toif. It's 2 minutes left to Seder. And you say, you know what, I'm staying till the end of Seder. Even though it's 2 minutes left. And my best friend just walked out. I'm not walking out. I'm going to stay those last 2 minutes. Those 2 minutes are so hard. Those 2 minutes are painful. But those 2 minutes are what make you great. That's what makes you toy. Everybody else is making trouble. You know something? I'm not going to do that. Everybody else is talking Lashon Hara. You know something? I'm going to walk out of the room. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going to be the one to be not nice to the guy next to me. Everyone else is making fun of him. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to build my friend up, not knock him down. Everyone else is making fun of the guy who dropped the pass. That's not going to be me. Everyone has their nisoyon. Every single one of us have. And if we win and we beat our nisoyonis, then we're toiv ma'oid. And everyone should be that way. Have a great, great big job.